Next Exit History, St. Michael's Cemetery and the Cummins Family. The Cummins family resided in Pensacola as early as the late 18th century. Thomas Cummins, the patriarch of the family, was a baker, supplying bread to the Spanish militia in Mobile. He married Maria LaFond in 1816, and together they had 8 children. 2 of these children, Francisco and Florencio, have descendants in Pensacola today. Francisco, born around 1800, went into the timber business and owned a water-powered sawmill. He married 3 times and had numerous children. Francisco died on June 13, 1853 of yellow fever, as did 2 of his children that same year. Francisco's wife, Angelina, expressed her sorrow through the poetic inscriptions on the tombs of Francisco and the 2 children. Florencio Cummins was also prosperous, and like a number of well-to-do people of the period in Pensacola, owned slaves. In Pensacola and the surrounding area, slaves worked at jobs associated with the timber industry, or as house servants. In Pensacola, the Spanish approach to slavery was somewhat less restrictive than that found in the Anglo-agricultural plantation setting, which often resulted in more personal interaction between owner and slave. This could account for actions taken by Florencio in 1828. He shot and killed a man for injuring one of his slaves, and when brought to trial, was found by the jury to have acted in self-defense. The Cummins family grouping of markers includes both box tombs made of brick and mortar with marble ledgers and above-ground false tombs which give the appearance of small bake ovens, both popular architectural styles of the period.